We'll be starting the second parak. So now we're going through the korbanos that are kosher. The first parak's focus were korbanos that were posel. And this parak focuses the korbanos that are kosher, the halachas of Ne'ilah. And so the Mishnah starts Chatos Ha'oif. Chatos Ha'oif is moel and boy mishuhuk disha. Chatos Ha'oif is a din meila from the time that you make it kodesh. Nimlika. After Malika, it's still there's a din meila. Hukshara li paseil bitful yoim ubamachusa kipurim ubalina. So the Mishnah really is just giving us different layers of Kedusha. First, there's a basic level of Kedusha. As soon as you make it Kodesh, there's Me'ilah. And that continues until Zrika, as we learned in the first parak. But there are different levels. Nimlika, once there's Malika, it goes up a level of Kedusha. Hukshara li paseil bitful yoim. At this point, it could become possible with full yoim, ubemuchusa kipurim, or somebody who didn't bring yet korbanos, if he touches it, it'll become possible, as we'll see, or l'chol hapochus, he's not allowed to eat it, ubelina. And if you leave it overnight, past its time. So that's a higher level kedusha it gets after you do malik. Then, who's a domo? Once you spritz the blood, then it's completed. And therefore, chayav and olav, at that point, you chayav for pigal, noiser, and tomei. But, ein bo me'ilo, there's no longer dine me'ilo. Because we're dealing with chatas ha'oif. Chatas ha'oif have no emurim. Nothing goes on the mizbeach. And therefore, it's eaten by the koyanim. So therefore, there's no longer a din of me'ilo. That's the din of the mission. And that's how Rashi explains it. The kivon de huzadomo yesh po heter l'kohen. So the Mishnah basically is giving us different layers of kedusha, starting with the first step where you make the carbon into a carbon, then it goes to shechita, or in this case it's malika, and then ultimately there's zrika, which is the end, at which point all the halachas of the carbon kick in, and me'ila leaves accordingly. If now it's mutter for kohen to eat or to balance, it is no longer din of me'ila. That's the din of the Mishnah. Now Rashi goes out of his way to tell us bepeh. If you look at the first Rashi, chatas ha'oif moelam ba misha hukdisha, says Rashi bepeh. You will makdish it with your mouth. Afilu imnenem imenu mechayim, even if you had anoa while it was still alive, kegoin shemochra, you sold it to itzi luchulin. There's still a din of Me'ilah. Okay. This Rashi is very difficult on many fronts, but mainly I want to focus on the generic point of Rashi. First point of Rashi is Rashi seems to be telling us something which is olive based. Of course he got Kedusha's peh. How else did the carbon become Kodesh? What do Rashi have to say anything for? Rashi goes out of his way to say, by the way, there's Kedusha's peh. Of course, that's how you make a carbon into a carbon. It's a neder. Say, areze oil, that's how you make it into a carbon. What does Rashi mean to say? This Rashi repeats himself again in the next Mishnah. Oila sa'oif moilam ba misha hukdisha. So there Rashi doesn't comment anything, but as the Mishnah goes on, and it talks about the mincha, and there it also says the same thing. Misha hukdisha, from when it has kedusha. Moilam ba misha hukdisha. So Rashi again, In the Mishnah says that the Hukdisha is Bepeh. If you look at Rashi, Divrei HaMaschil on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Lechem Aponim, Moyelin Bohem Misha Hukdishu, Bepeh. Again, Rashi goes out of his way to say we're talking Bepeh. So Rashi is clear that Rashi is trying to bring out a certain Nekuda regarding Hilchas Me'ila, that there's only a certain type of Kedusha that has Me'ila. And specifically, Rashi says, we're talking about Kedusha's peh. So we'll get back to this, what Rashi means. What does Rashi mean with that? That only Kedusha's peh is a din of me'ilah. Now the second point, a side point that Rashi says here, which needs to be analyzed, is Rashi says a tremendous chiddush. He says, if you had hanor from the bird while it was alive, there's a din of me'ilah. Comment, statement number one. Statement number two, Rashi says, is that if you sold or, and or if you sold it, if you sold it, it was yoytzel l'chul. Rashi seems to be saying, if you took a chatas oif and you sold it, the bird now would become chul. We know that the rule is, and we're going to learn about this later on in the Masechta, that normally when you moil behegdish, the item that you moil in becomes chul. Okay? So if you took a gemara that belonged to Kedushas Berek Abayis, you used it, so the gemara then would go out of the domain of hegdish and become chul. Right? Over here, we know by a klishoris and a behema, by a kolbim, it never goes out l'chul. Stays a kolbim. So what does Rashi mean? Rashi says that by a behema, if you went and you sold the oif, it would go out l'chul. You'd be oiv me'ila at that point. But Rashi says clearly, it would be yitzel l'chul. Which is again contradictory to the klal we have in Kol HaShas, which is that it's not yitzel l'chul. So someone adjust Rashi. The Rashi really means you attempted to make it chum. Not you actually accomplished it. You attempted to make it chum. That's not the lashon of Rashi. The lashon of Rashi is kigoyin shemocho. You sold it. And then Rashi makes a comment, statement. Tochitzio l'chum. I would even accept that pshat in Rashi. If Rashi would, instead of the dalet, Rashi would have a lamed, I would accept that pshat. Kigoyin shemocho l'chitzio l'chum. But Rashi says, Kigon Shemocha, that's the end. So Rashi, you made it chum. So we'll get back to this Rashi. This is not the main point. I want to be aiming on mainly the Dinei Me'ilah, which Rashi is stressing, is only by Kedusha's Peh. What does Rashi mean by that? Let's be go weiter in the Gemara. First, the Gemara just talks about the Dinei Tumah. The Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, Huchshur Ali Pasal Betful Yoy Mechusik Kippurim. Ubalina. So we know the word posel in Kol HaShas means that it becomes posel, but it can make something else tame. The word tame means it is tame, and it can make something else tame. Posel means only it itself becomes posel, but it can't go on. So the Gemara wants to be medayik that a tful yom only makes it into revi. Hekdish goes up to revi. Chulin goes up to sheni. Truma goes up to shlishi. And hekdish goes as far as a revi. So the Gemara is being medayek from our Mishnah that tful yoyim can only make something into a revi, which means it can't go further, because it uses the lashon in the Mishnah liposel. Posel means posel, not tomer. Liposel in aval tmuyela. It's mashma that a tful yoyim can only make something into a revi. Mastiton mani rabbonani, must be like the rabbonan and not like Abishol. The Sanya, we learned in the Tosefta, Abashol Oimer, Tful Yoim, Tchila Ola Kodesh. Tful Yoim can even make something into a Rish. But Me Oimer Metameyas HaKodesh, Pois L'Satruma, it could make something into a Sheni. It is a Sheni, make it into a Shlishi. V'Chachomim Oimerim, no, it only could make Tzul, Kishem Shu Pois El Mashka Truma V'Echle Truma, just like it can only make something possible by Truma. The Kitzur, according to the Chachamim, a Tful Yoim can never create a Tumah that will go on. It can only make it possible. Even though by Tumah, technically, it's making it into a Shlishi. And by Kotchim, it's making it into a V. But the point of the Chachamim is that the Psul of a Tful Yoim is a new kind of Psul. It's not a regular Tumah. It only creates Psul. That's all it does. Omar Rove, no. Rava wants to say, Avada, even Abashol agrees that the only thing a Tful Yoim does with the Raisa is Pasel. With Tful Yoim, really, Mala also, Abashol Mala also the Kotchim, it's only a Mala. Our Mishnah is talking with the Raisa. So our Mishnah says a Tful Yoim can maximize a Psul. That's all he could do. The Mishnah, the Bryson, and Taharas, is saying, Midrabbanan, they gave different levels. Abba Sholos, they gave this level, Chachomol that level. So my loss is because Shavinu Rabbanon Lufuliyem Kirishon L'Rameir Koichu Sheni L'Rabbanon Kiven D'Tov Al Kolosh Leitume Posel M'Shavi Tume Loi M'Shavi. That's all. Because our mission is not getting involved in the Machlekes. That's the Gemara. Now we get to the main point of the Gemara. The Gemara now is being Medayit. The Mishnah said like this, there are three processes. Process number one is Yemakdish Tachatas. Number one. That's where Rashi came in and he said it has to be Bepeh. If it's not Bepeh, no. Then we have process number two, Malika, the Mishnah spoke about. Malika raises the bar. Now there's a new level, as the Gemara said. That was the mission. Nimloko Shuli Pasul Bifuliyah. Then there's the third level, who's a Dhamma? Now we know that by an oif, there are four levels. There's Hukdash, there is Malika, there is then Hazar, which the Mishnah spoke about, and then there is Mitzui. Mitzui literally means squeezing out, pressing out the rest of the blood from the bird. So that was done after Zrika. After Hazar, after you spritz the blood, then there was what we call Mitzui. And everybody agrees that Dinda Raisa to do Mitzui, there's no Machlekes. It's a Pasuk. No Machlekes. Machlekes is Mitzui Ma'akev. Is Mitzui Ma'akev? Do we say that Mitzui is just like Hazor, or what we would call by other Karbonas Zrika, is Ma'akev? So too, squeezing out the blood of the bird, that's also Ma'akev. Or is spritzing out or squeezing the blood out of the oif, not Ma'akev, in which case the oif is very similar to a behemoth. And once you did Zrika, you're finished. So the Gemara is being medayek from our Mishnah that it must be that Zrika is the end. And Mitzui is not Ma'akev. Because if Mitzui would be Ma'akev, then the Mishnah should have said Mitzui is Dhamma. The fact that the Mishnah only talks about the Chatas by the Zrika stage, by the Hazor stage, shows that that's the end. Even though we know it's not the end, it obviously means the next step is not Ma'akev. You don't need to do it. Otherwise, the way the Gemara is learning, the Aloch of Me'ila and everything else would be waiting for Mitzui. The fact that we find that it doesn't wait for Mitzui is a raya that it's not Ma'akev. That's the Gemara. It says the Gemara like this. Everybody agrees Mitzui is Ma'akev. No Machloikas. That's the next Mishnah. Mitzui Adama. Where our Mishnah says, who's Adama? The next Mishnah we talk about, El Sa'ev, says Mitzui Adama. Okay, so first the Gemara goes into a side issue. Aval Isuri Ika. There's an Isuri after Hazor. What do you mean? Om Amayna de Koyanim. Koyan, he eats it now. The Gemara says, you're right. Om Rab Chanina Liyotzen Rab Akivi. The Omar Zrika Moelas Liyotzen. The Lav Basachilu. Not edible. So it's still awesome. Okay. Now the Gemara comes to define this fine point. Amar Avun Amar Av. Mitzui Chatos Ha'oif Eina Ma'akev. Squeezing out the blood of the bird is not Ma'akev. By Chatos. By Oilos Ha'oif, as David pointed out, that's all you have. By Chatos Ha'oif, you have Zrika, you have Azor, you spritz the blood. After you spritz the blood, not Ma'akev to squeeze out the blood. The Toni Rav. Who's Adama? If you spritz the blood, Taka, that's how Rav learned. Who's Adama? Rav Ada bar Rav Omar, Rav, Mitzui Chatos Oif is Ma'akev. He argues. He says, Mitzui is Ma'akev. V'toni Rav, and Rav actually learned in our Mishnah, Mitzui Adama. Just like in the next Mishnah by Eilos Oif, the Tana clearly states, you need Mitzui. So Rav Takin, our Mishnah also says Mitzui. Because he holds you need Mitzui. Mitzui is Ma'akev. Okay. Now the Gemara goes into this. V'toni Rav Mitzui Doma Toshma. It says, V'anishar Badam Yimotzei Al Yisrael HaMizbech. It says clearly, you have to do it. Bishlem El Rav Baradei Anu Dichsi V'anishar Badam Yimotzei. Chatasi, it's Ma'akev. El Rav Hunemai V'anishar. Why does it say you have to spritz the rest of the blood, you have to squeeze the rest of the blood, that's a chatas? Kedesanya de Vera Bishmoel, She'im Nishar. When it says Ve'han Nishar, it doesn't mean that you have to. If there's leftover blood, squeeze it out. You don't have to squeeze it out. It says Chatasi, which sounds like it's Ma'akev. My Chatasi Aresha. Chatasi is going back on Hazor, meaning the spritzing is Ma'akev, the mitzvah is not Ma'akev. And now the Gemara goes into Mincha. What about by Mincha? It also says Van Noisim. You tell me it's not Ma'akev? And the Gemara proves otherwise. It's coming to exclude. If it was missing, it's no good. Okay, so the Gemara is Mataris. Anyway, Al Kuponim, what we see here is clear, is that the Gemara only gives us two options. Either mitzvah is ma'akev, and if mitzvah is ma'akev, you have to manipulate our Mishnah. That our Mishnah doesn't say huza, our Mishnah says mitzvah, and that's the girsa of Rav. Or your old mitzvah is not ma'akev, and if mitzvah is not ma'akev, then you keep the girsa of the Mishnah huza, and the mitzvah is a separate thing, you don't have to do it. That's the way the Gemara reads Poshet. The Rambam complicates the situation because the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam, we'll get to the Rambam that you have in front of you is a different Rambam. We'll get to that too, but to answer this. But the Rambam says like this. This Rambam is in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Maase Karbonos, Halacha Zayin. Mitzui Dam Chato Soif Ma'akev. That's the Lashon Rambam. Mitzui Dam Chato Soif. This is a Maase Karbonos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. The squeezing out of the blood is ma'akev. Clear. According to that, the Rambam in our Mishnah should hold that you need mitzvah. That's the way our Gemara goes. The way the flow of our Gemara is, either squeezing out the blood is ma'akev, then you have to manipulate our Mishnah to reflect that, or your mitzvah is not ma'akev, and then our Mishnah reads the way it does. The problem is that the Rambam in Maase Karbonos paskens clearly. Mitzui dam chatos ha'oif ma'akev. Period. Then in Hilchos Me'ila, in Perek Beis, when he brings down our Mishnah, this is in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, chatos ha'oif moyalin bo mishehukdisha, like our Mishnah, ad sheyaze domo, till you spritz the blood. So the Rambam doesn't manipulate our Mishnah. He brings down our Mishnah the way we had our Mishnah. Okay? And the Lagabi, the halach of Mitzui, he paskins that the squeezing out of the blood is ma'akev. Our Gemara clearly holds that these two halachas contradict each other. Seemingly. Seemingly contradict each other. No, according to the sikum of the Gemara, is that you really. If there's blood, it's ma'akev. You have to do it. But the Rambam doesn't say that. You mean you're squeezing this out of the Rambam? You're doing mitzvah on the Rambam. The Rambam just says clearly, paskins like the man d'homah, that mitzvah chatas oif is ma'akev. So that means he's going like the man d'homah holds mitzvah is ma'akev. There's no other way to learn the Rambam. Because the other man d'homah holds it's not ma'akev, even if the blood is there. It's not ma'akev. You follow? Nobody holds it's ma'akev if it's there. And in other words, either you hold it's ma'akev or you hold it's not ma'akev. The Gemara just says that if it's there, do it. But according to the opinion, holds it's not ma'akev, even if it's there and you don't do it, it's not ma'akev. You follow? So the Rambam is a problem. So this is the Kasha Lechemish on the Spadias on the Rambam. And there's various different ways to learn the Rambam. Reb Chaim, the Rosh Hashiva Ladoris of being Mechalik in the Lashon HaRambam and trying to find a solution here, Reb Chaim obviously comes with a Mahalach that it's Ma'akev on one regard, but on another regard it's not Ma'akev. Reb Chaim's approach. And we're going to take that approach because really there's no other way to learn. You have to learn that way. They're just trying to make more sense, and this will really explain to us the whole Halach of Me'ila and why Rashi puts in Peh in all the places as well. So, Reb Chaim says like this. Reb Chaim says, this is right here in the Kisvei HaGrach. Reb Chaim says, Yisoyra Mitzui hu tnai ba'avoida shirayim. It's a tnai in the avoida shirayim. V'havi ikuv. He says it's an ikuv. But since it's b'shirayim, therefore, it's not totally in the kaporas habaylim. Kaporas habaylim, in other words, let's look at a carbon in two ways. We'll look at a carbon as an entity on its own. Okay? Chatasoif, oilasoif, shlomen. It's an entity on its own. And then the chatas reflects a kapora for the bailam, a ritzli for the bailam. Oil is a ritzli for the bailam, shlomen. Every carbon has a reich, nichoyach, a ritzli for the bailam. So B'chaim is trying to dissect this. He's trying to say that the way the Rambam would explain it, it's true that the squeezing out of the blood is ma'akev. Right? But it's still called an avoida shirayim. And therefore, the ritzui, the complete ritzui for the bailam, happens at the time of hazor. And the mitzui is a separate issue. The mitzui has to be done. It's ma'akev that it be done, but it's ma'akev else the korban that it should be done, not else the ritzui of the bailam. The bailam already... The Bailam got their kapor already, it's finished. Ma'akev for the purpose of Achil Lekoyanim. Ma'akev because the korban is not, you didn't finish doing what has to be done as far as the korban is concerned. Again, if we took the korban and we made a nice clear break in the korban and we said, okay, what part is for the Bailam to get the kapora, and what part do we have to do for the korban itself? So B'chaim is saying that's what you have to look at. Spritzing of the blood, that's the end for the Bailam. Now there's a din. It's almost like the Kohanim have still a continued obligation, which is ma'akev. They can't forget about it, leave it and go eat. They got to do that. But that's between Ben Kohen Lo'ila. Let's look at that as the Ben Kohen Lo'ila. But between the Korban and the Bailam are, they got the Kapor. As soon as you know, when you have a Chasana, so you have Kiddushin, you have Nisuin. Kiddushin is a completion of the first entity of the Chasana. So the way you have most Mesadar Kiddushin, after your Mesadar Kiddushin, before the Ksub is read, the Mesadar Kiddushin turns, the Edom turn, they turn to the Chosin Kala, say, Mikudesh. Huh? So, a Moil, what does that mean? That means this step is done. Right now, if you Kala walk away, if you walked away 2 minutes ago, you'd be a free woman. If you run away now with your gown, you're ready Mikudesh. It's over. Right? There's another step we're going to do, Nisuin. But the Kiddushin is Kiddushin. Finished. Now there's a new thing called Nisuin. It's a separate point. If you ever saw when a Moyel does a bris, they cut around the Orla, then there's still a din of doing Priya, Hatov and Priya. But as soon as they cut the Orla away, they say Nisgala Hatov. Step one has been accomplished. Nisgala Hatov. So the way Reb Chaim explains it is that every carbon, this is the way he seems to understand it, every carbon has two components. Component ritzui for the bailam, that's component number one. Component number two is the ritzui of the carbon. The carbon has to be completed. There are certain things that are not ma'akav in the carbon. So this, the Gemara says that you shouldn't make a mistake to think that you don't need to do mitzui. Squeezing out the blood is not ma'akav, which would basically mean that the kohen has a right after he spritz the blood, he can start eating his chatas oiv. He cannot. He still has other things that have to be done. But the ritzi for the bailam, that has been completed. That's finished. This really ties into a Mikdash David. But David Rappaport has a shaila, if you hold that mitzi is ma'akev, squeezing out the blood is ma'akev, does that mean that it's an extension to Zrika? In other words, it's like the Zrika didn't happen yet. This really is the guts of the question. If we say mitzui is ma'akav, does that mean you're in the middle of Zrika? Well, do we say no? Zrika ended. Now there's a new halacha with the shirayim, you have to do mitzui. In other words, according to the way Reb David Rappaport understands, differently than Reb Chaim, he would understand that according to the opinion who holds that mitzui has to be done, it's not shirayim yet. This is, you're still in the guts of the carbon. Now, what I want to come out here is to, I'm clearly taking Reb Chaim's approach, as I believe is muchach from the Rambam, and that's why the Rambam felt that Me'ilah is hinged on the Ritzi of the Baila, and therefore the Rambam felt he didn't have to manipulate the Mishnah, the din of the Mishnah. The Gemara still deals with the wording of the Mishnah, because our Mishnah, besides for talking about Me'ilah, our Mishnah talks about Pigul, Noisar, Tomei, all that. So the Gemara dealt with the Lashon of the Mishnah, but the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah, he's dealing with Hilchos Me'ilah. So in Hilchos Me'ilah, he says, once you do Zrika, there's no more Me'ilah. Why is there no more Me'ilah? Because the Rambam holds that once the Ritzi of the Bailam is completed, there's no more Din of Me'ilah. So once the Zrika was done, and the Ritzi Bailam is completed, Me'ilah is not done. What I'm going to try to do now is explain that to you, why that would be. And that would also explain to us why Rashi insists, from now on, every time we're going to find Hukdish, Kedushas Peh. What does Rashi want with that? So we brought down here in the Ma'ar Mekremis another Rambam, very interesting, which is really based on a Gemara. This is not the Rambam's own Chiddush. This is a Gemara in the Dorit. What? No, because if you hold it's ma'akev, then it's not nasas mitzvosei till after you do mitzvah. But as far as the owner is concerned, whatever kapara he needs from this carbon has been accomplished.
But can he draw from the
Eilam? No, that's the Rambam. The Rambam is saying once the Bailam are out of the picture, basically the Rambam is saying like this. Right now the Kohanim and the Bailam are working in zinc, right? From when you makdish the chatas, the Kohanim and the Bailam both are working together to get this carbon from a kapara. Then you do malika. Then you do hazor. Once you do hazor, the Bailam go, okay, Chaim l'shalom, I'm on my way. The Kohanim still have a mitzvah to deal with the chatas. But the Rambam holds that once the Bailam go, l'chaim l'shalom, so too does Me'ilah. The Me'ilah also goes l'chaim l'shalom. Right? And this is not so difficult, because we already explained in the past that you could have a side reason what a Kohanim cannot eat the meat yet, and there still won't be a din of Me'ilah. So it's not such a pell. Let's try to get clarity like this. We know that every Bechor has Kedusha. Okay? Every Bechor has Kedusha from the day that it's born. It's born with Kedusha. Bechor Behema is born with Kedusha. It's a Korban. The Gemara still says in the Dorim, it's also found in Bechoris, Bechor Mitzvah L'Hakdisha. There's a mitzvah to make it Kodesh. How that works is mysterious, because what does it mean, Mitzvah L'Hakdisha? It has Kedusha. You go to a Bechor, L'Chor, it has the best Kedusha in the world. Shammai? Kvar Kedushu Shammai? When the Gemara talks about a Yevoma, the Gemara says a Yevoma is the ideal wife. That's why you could be kind of bal kocha. You don't need das. You could be sleeping. Why? Because it's a isha shehiknu lo min hashamayim. That's the best level. Shamayim does it. There's nothing better. Yeah. So if that's the case, so when you have a bechor behemah tohera, it's kodesh. End of story. It's kedusha. Still, there's a mitzvah for the owner to make it kodesh. Question is, what does that mean? What does that do? How could you take something which is... If you went over to a behemoth that was an oiler, and you said, again, I raise an oiler, you didn't do anything. Because it's already an oiler. Redundancy makes that it's nothing. You could say, I raise an oiler 1,000 times, it's not going to change it. It's still the same oiler that it was. So it's mysterious to understand what this Kedusha even is. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Shiurim in the Dorim, says, and he brings riots to this, says an unbelievable chiddush. He says that the mitzvah to be makdish a bechor is to replace it. The way Rav Shlomo Zalman understands it, and he brings riots to this idea, is that what you're basically doing is, to this behemah is born, it has kedushas bechorah, now mitzvah l'akdisha is, go over the behemah, put on your own kedusha, the other kedusha goes out. It's like you go to a thing that's operating on a battery, take the battery, you put in another power supply. It's not running on the other supply.
Now it's running on the new supply. So when the Torah came and the Torah said, Taktish l'Hashem Elokecha, that you should be Maktish and B'chol, what it meant was you should replace the Kedusha. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam also is mashma, that when you Maktish it, it's your Kedusha. Let's look at the Lashon HaRambam. Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, it's in the Ma'am HaKremes. Mitzvah lahakdish b'chol be'ema tohero. There's a mitzvah to be makdish b'chol be'ema tohero, sh'ne'emar, takdish l'Hashem Elokech. V'im lo yigdishoi, if you didn't give kedusha, harei ze miskadei shmei elov. Listen to a lashon. Harei ze miskadei shmei elov. It's kadosh by itself. Now the point, of course, from before, what you see from the Lashon HaRambam is that there's a difference in the Kedusha of the Bechor if you're Makdash or you're not Makdash. You follow? The Rambam says, if you're not Makdash, then it stays with the Kedusha, Miskadash Me'elov. What do you mean? Isn't that always the case? No. The Rambam is saying, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if you put the Kedusha on, then it's not a Kedusha anymore that happened from before. It's your Kedusha. Thus state in this Rambam. Just like I told you, because if you have a behemoth that has kedusha, you can't put on any new kedusha on it. It's called savala kedusha. You can't be makdish something. You can have the godlador. You could be makdish a behemoth, and then you could call Revel Yashav. Revel Yashav, I want you to say areze oila. So that again, you could say a mitzvah, but kedusha is not a mitzvah. Kedusha is a chalois, and therefore, if it has kedushas b'chol without you saying areze b'chol. What changes? If you were makdish, if you were shechted the korban the way it is now, it's a regular b'chor. Nothing changed. If you makdish it after you say, if you shechted after you say, it's a b'chor. What changed? Nothing. Is there a new isra on the animal? Are you over a new din of me'ila? Is there another lav to be nene from it? Is there anything different about the avoida? The answer is no. Zero. So what have you done? What has your second kedusha done? Every kedusha, you have to realize, every kedusha has to be able to be qualified. Otherwise, it's nothing. Kedushin is Kedusha, says Tesis, and Kedushin Dav Beis, because Oslal Kol Olam Kehekdish, because you created an Isser on this woman, she's also on the whole world. When you Makdish something, there are ramifications from the Kedusha. If something is Tomeh, if you take something that's an Avatumeh, and you touch it again with an Avi Avos HaTumeh, nothing happens. You know why? Because it's already an Avatumeh, Sovel HaTumeh. In order for us to say that something new happens, it means that there has to be ramifications. So when you're makdish a b'chor, after it's already a b'chor, and nothing changes, everything is exactly the way it was before, the same kedusha, the same me'ilah, the same halacha. So nothing is here. You've done nothing. If the Torah would say, like Mishael is saying, if the Torah would say, you know, b'chor, mitzvah to pick it up, no problem. Because now the mitzvah is to pick it up. But lahakdisha, it has to be a ramification. It has to be something's being chal. So we have to qualify. What is being chal? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. What's being chal now is it's being transferred from Kedusha Shemayim to Kedusha Aspeh. It's a big difference. Till now it had Kedusha Aspeh and Kedusha Shemayim, and now we replaced it with what we're calling Kedusha Aspeh. And that's why the Rambam stresses the fact that if you didn't makdish it, then it's Miskadosh Me'elov, it goes back to the Kedusha that it had from before, and that's the Kedusha that prevails. Otherwise, if you're Makdash it, it changes from being Kedusha Shemayim, and that explains the whole Sugya Nedarim, why Bechor is called a Dovo HaNodu, because the Kedusha Bechor can be through a human being. Because if you go to it and you say, I raise a Bechor, you changed it from being Kedusha Shemayim to being a Kedusha's pet.
Didn't we say the same thing like tomorrow, that's what
yes, 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 yes.
The original one comes off?
Yes, yes, that's how we learned Lavanita Klasse, otherwise it didn't work with Lavanita Klasse. Exactly. It's also a tremendous Chiddush. It's also a tremendous Chiddush. But, in spite of the fact, like Mishael said, Shabbos we don't have a problem, because Shabbos doesn't have a Cheftz of Kedusha. The Kedusha of Shabbos is Lagabi the Gavra. Shabbos is not an object that has kedusha; it's a gabba de gabba. So then you could say the person now, as himself, he's being mekadesh Shabbos. Remember Shabbos to be mechabedit. Remember Shabbos to be mekadesh it. It's all you. There is no object. There's no. For if one Jew makes kiddush, how could another Jew make kiddush? Kiddush already happened. That's kiddush lagabi him. It's not kiddush lagabi him. When you're dealing with a kohen, you're dealing with an object. Whenever you're dealing with an object, it reaches its maximum. Sova lo tumo, sova lo kedusha. It's done. You can't do anything more to it. You can't take a sefer Torah and make it more kiddush than kedusha sefer Torah. It's a sefer Torah. You can't make it better than a sefer Torah. Look, I'll be you. What is the Kaddish meal of? What's Kaddish? The mitzvah is the mitzvah, even though Shabbos on its own has Kedusha, look, I'll be you. There is no Shabbos. There's no Heftz of Shabbos. Even though the Zman of Shabbos has Kedusha, look, I'll be the Odom, even though you, this Chalois Kedusha Chal, mitzad you on Shabbos, it's not that there's an object. That's why 1,000 Jews could make Kiddush. Because each Jew has a Shabbos, his Shabbos. My Shabbos, your Shabbos, the other guy's Shabbos. There's no Sovah lo Kedusha. When you're dealing with an object, then it reaches its maximum. That's why Rav Shlomo Zalman says his point, that this is a replacement of the Kedusha. And that's the mitzvah of Bechor, mitzvah l'akdishay. And that's precisely what the Rambam is saying here, this Rambam that I'm showing you, which is that either the Bechor has Kedusha on its own, or you have an option to, which the Torah gave you a mitzvah to do, and that is l'akdishay, to transfer the kedusha that's on the bechor on its own onto your own kedusha that you put onto the animal. That's what this Rambam says. Now, what you have to analyze is, okay, so now at least with Shlomo Zalman, it went from a mystery to something which has some explanation. But now, let's look at it philosophically. Why would the Torah do that? The Bechor has Kedusha Me'elov, Kedusha Shamayim. What's being accomplished by you being Makdish to Bechor? So I want to tell you very simple. And this will explain Kedusha's pen and everything. I think everything will be much clearer. Does an animal need to have Kedusha's pen? Do you need that? Now, if every animal needs Kedusha's pen, then what Rashi said over here is completely unneeded. When the Mishnah says, Chata sa'oif, moilin bo misha hukdasha, from when it became holy, if every time you want to be makdash a korban, you have to do Kedusha's peh, then Rashi here is redundant. What does Rashi have to say? That's the regular din of Kedusha. So the answer to this, and I gave you two sources, and there's more, many more, that the Kedusha's chal, without you saying anything. Did we have the sugyan tmura? That I asked you to look up on Choftes, we learned this together. It was quickly on the phone, so I'm sure it's not so familiar. Minayin lemuktze min haTorah. The Gemara talks about muktze. So Rashi says, Kosal kadaitach minayin shechayiv odom lhaktzeis korbonoi lashamay. Rashi says there's such a thing called setting aside a korban for Shamay. There's a hava meaning you have to do that. You have to do that. Tosfos says the same thing. If you look at the top Tosfos, minayin shetzorich lahaktzeis hakorban l'shem hakorban l'gavoya. How do you know that you have to set aside the korban for hakorban? That means, besides for being makdish prepared, there's something called setting aside a korban. Ultimately, the Gemara comes out, you don't have to do that. But you see from the Gemara, there is such a thing. There's such a thing as separating a korban without giving kedushas peh. Setting it aside. Now, if you turn to the second source, before doing the Kedusha, and something happens by doing that.
Doesn't it sound like an answer?
No. Before Akrov. Yeah, Avada. No, if the Akdosh, the problem is if the Akdosh, it's already hooked. Just means that Hakrova requires this process. Kedusha doesn't require this process. Hakrova requires that you took an animal that was already set aside. Now, if you look at Rashi and Kedushin, that's the second page, Yadav Memalef Amid Beis. And Rashi says clearly, Kodshim isnu b'machshova. Kodshim archal b'machshova. And then he says, Gomar b'liboy loymar shor ze oilo. Rashi says clearly, if you just had in mind to make it into an oilo, it's an oilo. Even if you didn't say anything. So Rashi clearly tells us that you don't need Kedusha's peh. You could be Makdash a carbon without saying a word. Without saying a word. By thinking it. That's number one. Number two, you could be Makdash a carbon, and this precisely touches upon what David said. You can be Makdash a carbon by Shechita. The Gemara says, Sakin Moishchos and Lamashahin. Technically, you could take an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, that's chum. See, I want to have in mind that when I, as the knife hits the neck, I'm being makdish through the sakin. You could do that too. Not only you could do that, but there's a sugya in chulin on daf kuf mem omid aleph. The Gemara there says that you could be makdish a behema of ir hanidachas, a behema that has to be killed. You could be makdish it. The Gemara says on daf kuf mem, comes the ktsois. He says, what do you mean you could be makdish a behema? Ktsois is found in Simi kuf yud zayin. What do you mean you could be makdish a behema? See, suri ano. There's nobody here who's a bayuim to be makdish it. There's nobody here who owns it to be able to be makdish it. How could he say he could be makdish it? So we have here Chazanish. Chazanish is in Meseches Negoyim. And he says clearly, you're not being makdish it the peh, because there's no owner to be makdish it. He says instead, the knife, as you shecht, as the kohen shechts the animal from the irani dachas, he's shechting it for a kohen. For that you don't need to be a balabos. Kedusha's kli. You don't need to be a balabos. This is found in the Chazon Ish in the Goyim, Perek Yud Aleph. Here we are. Sif Hei. What happens? He says, what's going on? How could it be Kedusha? So he says, comes the Chazon Ish and he says, you're right. He says, but so what? He says, Avol miskadeshes al yedei sakin. It's being miskadesh al yedei sakin by shechting it. It's true. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to get Kedusha. But through the Sakin, there's no Balabos. So again, we see this concept that you can have Kedusha without being Makdish. Just the Kedusha's Chal through a Kli. Or through Machshava, Rashi says. Comes the Meiri. In Mesecha Shavuos, on this Sugya, on Chavov. Mesecha Shavuos, where the Gemara says, Kol Nediv Leiv. And the Meiri says as follows. He says, even though, and this is critical, critical to the whole Maseches meal, he says, even though you could be Makdish a carbon in your mind, it's still going to be different than a regular carbon. And he says as follows. He says, it says in the sugi here that if you makdish something, believe it's chal. He says it's true, it becomes a korban. But then he says, afal pi, he says, shemotzinu b'kodshim kol nediv lev oilus, it's a pasuk in Ezra, that you could be makdish a korban in your mind. He says, there's still a difference. He says it doesn't matter. It's still chal, but he says there's no din of mila. Avlen kan mila. There's no din of mila. Wow, it's a whole new parasha. What's the pshat? And the pshat is very simple. The primary din of mila is because of the neder. The Gemara even has a shayla in the Dorim, if you make a koinam, if you make a neder, maybe this is din me'il, even if it's not hektish. If you say that this is awesome, and now you nene from it, the Gemara has a tzad in Meseches Me'ila, that there's, in the Dorim, that there's me'il on it. Yesh me'ila b'koinamas. But at the very least, the parsha of Me'ilah was only said in the Torah, where a person did a hakdosha bepeh, he made a neder, and now there's kedusha. And through the fact that the kedusha happened via neder, that's where the Me'ilah comes in from. The Ramban in Bava Basra, in Perek Yeshloichlam, says that if you have something that got kedusha by itself, like gedulei hektish, you mark there something and then something grows from it, so it also is kedush. Well, hektish is kind of something with a king in chotzah. Okay, something falls into the domain of hektish. The Ramban says there's no me'ilah. Why is there no me'ilah? Because me'ilah has to attach itself to a neder. That's what the me'imi means in Maseches Shavuos. Even though the Torah was mechadish, that you could make a korban in your heart, it's still not a neder. A neder has to be b'sfasayim. And therefore, me'ilah will not come. So now everything is clear. Number one, we understand what Rashi's trying to tell us. Kedusha's peh. There's many ways you can have kedusha to a korban. Without peh, Rashi says it's not going to do anything. Rashi's telling us the fundamental concept that a me'ilah has to be tied to a neder. Mishahukdisha. There has to be a neder for me'ilah to be chal. Number two, comes the Rambam and he says that even though mitzvah is ma'akev, but since the Bailim, as far as their neder is concerned, is only until they made a neder that they're going to bring a chatas. That's their ritzu. Once their ritzu ended, so the neder element of the korban has ended. Any halachas that are still required to do with the korban that are not connected to the neder element, that has nothing to do. That's no better than a korban that got kedusha on its own. Would it be no din of me'ilah? Because there was no neder. So any element of the korban that is a requirement not based on the neder of the Bailim, there's right to no din of me'ilah. That's pshat in the Rambam. Even though mitzvah is ma'akev, but since it's not part of the ritzui of the korban, on that there's no din of me'ilah. So this really ties the whole sugya together. We'll stop here.